you very much. You know, friends, every week at the beginning of this program, I give the guest stars a big build-up. I tell them the history of the past successes, say what marvelous actors or actresses they are. Well, you know, I sort of soften you audiences up a little bit for them. But this week, I'm strictly on my own. However, I do want to say I'm thankful to fans and friends who have written in asking that I play a part once again in one of our shows. Many have remembered my work on daytime shows when I used to be an actor and leading man. Shows such as Guiding Light, Romance of Helen Trent, and a number of others. And to them I say, thank you very much indeed. It's nice to be remembered. Also, I like this story very much, and I hope it'll do a good show. And now, here is our announcer.
Hats off!
Three cheers!
Hooray for the red, white, and blue!
The great Rexall red, white, and blue sale!
Rally round as Rexall lights up the sky with hundreds of star-spangled value.
Thrilled with a big parade of bargain after bargain after bargain.
Save on everything from vitamins to shaving cream.
Toothbrushes to nylon.
And remember, every Rexall product is guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
Get in the spirit of Rexall's great red, white, and blue sale.
Going on right now, but only at your Rexall store.
Good morning, Mr. Hartley.
Good morning, Miss Gray, and it is a good morning, too. Beautiful day. And you look mighty beautiful, too. New dress?
Yes, sir.
Now, you don't have to be as formal as all that, Miss Gray. After all, you've been my personal secretary for almost 3 years, and it's about time we got a little better acquainted.
I thought you frowned on close personal relationships between the members of the bank staff. I remember when Mr. Young and Mr. Peterson tried to start a bowling team. You sent out a memo saying that.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do think it's bad for the employees of a bank to become too friendly. If one goes wrong, like young Ross did, close friends may feel called upon to cover up for him or even become involved themselves. But that has nothing to do with us, Miss Gray. The president of a bank has a certain immunity from the rules he makes.
Yes, I guess you're right.
Dinner tonight, then?
Miss Bentley's been calling you all week. She called again just before you came in.
Miss Bentley means nothing to me. I guarantee it. Dinner tonight?
I'd love it.
Fine. Any messages?
Oh, Mr. Brooks called. He has the stock report you asked for ready. Oh, and the employment service is sending a valet to your apartment at 5. And the new teller is waiting for you in your office. He said you wanted to interview him first thing this morning, so I sent him in.
Good. I hope he proves more trustworthy than his predecessor. Well, if I want you, I'll ring.
I'll come running.
Good morning, young man.
How do you do, Mr. Hartley? Your secretary told me to come on in and wait for you.
Fine, fine. You're the young man for the teller's job.
That's right, sir.
I had your application someplace here. What did you say your name was?
Thomas Elson, sir.
Hmm. Well, the chief teller seems to think you're the man for the job.
He told me that the final approval would have to come from you.
Yes. You probably know the reason for the opening.
It was quite a story in the paper, sir.
Yes, unfortunately, it was. I had a lot of faith in young Raymond Ross, who formerly held the job for which you're applying. But, as you know, he embezzled $50,000 of the bank's funds.
He seems to have.
Seems to have. That's a strange way of expressing it. He was convicted and sent to jail. I was sorry it was my testimony that convicted him, but
there was some doubt.
Doubt? What do you mean? He was proven guilty.
Yes, he was.
You must understand that we cannot have a man of his weak moral fiber in such a position.
I understand.
Now, if you feel...
Now, Mr. Hartley.
Yes?
I'd like to withdraw my application.
But... Then why have you taken up my time this way? I am a busy man.
And I'm an honest one, Mr. Hartley.
I'm sure you are. I merely wanted you to know the circumstances.
I understand. But you see, even though he was convicted of it, I'm not at all sure Raymond Ross embezzled $50,000.
He's in jail, isn't he?
So he is. But many innocent men have been convicted of crimes they didn't commit.
If you're inferring...
I'm inferring nothing. But I knew Raymond Ross in college, and he wasn't dishonest.
You're a friend of his?
Yes.
Then, of course, you couldn't have the job.
Naturally not.
Having been his friend, you must have known... Why did you apply for the job at all?
Because I wanted to meet you, Mr. Hartley. It's been a great pleasure. So long.
Insolent young pup. Of all the nerve. I wonder if...
Mr. Hartley?
Huh? Oh, Miss Gray. Yes, yes, what is it?
This box just came for you.
Box?
It seems to be from a florist.
I didn't order any flowers.
Perhaps someone sent them to you.
But I don't know who in the world would... Oh, well, leave it on the desk.
Yes, sir.
Now, who could be sending me flowers? Well, white carnation. Must be a card here somewhere. Ah. There has been a great injustice. I know who embezzled... What? I know who embezzled the $50,000, and soon everyone will know. You will be ruined. Signed, the White Carnation. Ah, but it's impossible. No one knows. Wait, that young fellow who was just here. Maybe... Miss Gray, that young man, where did he go?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Hartley.
Did you notice anything unusual about him?
Unusual? No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Well, I was busy, but I did glance up as he walked out. He seemed to be smiling.
Smiling?
Is there something wrong, Mr. Hartley?
No, nothing's wrong. Thank you, Miss Gray. It's a practical joke of some kind, that's all. The White Carnation. Ridiculous, like a dime novel. Where's the box they came in? Nice, here it is. Let's see. Courtly Flora, small part 7-8. Ah.
Yes, Mr. Hartley?
Get me more part 7-8-1-3.
Yes, sir.
That young fool thinks he can intimidate me, does he? I'll get a description from the florist and have him picked up for sending threatening letters. He can't get away with this. Yes?
Courtly Flora, good morning.
This is Howard Hartley, president of the City Bank, speaking.
Oh, yes, Mr. Hartley.
Some flowers were delivered to me this morning, some white carnations.
Why, yes, I made up the order myself.
Who ordered them?
Well, let me see. I remember thinking it was a bit unusual to have flowers delivered to a bank, especially so early in the morning, but...
Never mind that. Was the young man who sent them young, about 25, around 6 feet tall, blonde hair?
No, as a matter of fact, it was a woman.
A woman? Describe her to me.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do that, Mr. Hartley. You see, she came in just before closing time last night. I was in the back room making up some corsages, and my partner took the order.
Well, let me talk to him.
I'm sorry, but he isn't here. He left on a vacation this morning.
Where can I get in touch with him?
I'm sure I don't know. He was driving. I think it was to someplace in Iowa. Was there something wrong with the White Carnation, sir?
No. Nothing wrong. Goodbye. A woman. Then it wasn't that young man. But who? Young Ross wasn't married. Perhaps he had a girlfriend. I'd better call the district attorney. But I've got to be careful.
Yes, Mr. Hartley?
Get me the district attorney, please.
Right away.
I've got to get some information, but I can't arouse suspicion. A woman. Who could it have been? No woman was mentioned at the trial. Yes?
Carlisle speaking.
Oh, good morning, Carlisle. This is Hartley at the bank.
Morning, Hartley. What can I do for you?
There are a couple of questions I'd like to ask, if you don't mind.
Shoot.
Has young Ross been taken to state prison yet?
Day before yesterday.
I see. Well, did he have any girlfriends, any close women acquaintances?
He said he didn't, and we couldn't locate any.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Something wrong, Hartley?
Wrong? Well, no, it's just that... Well, this morning I received a cranked letter from some woman who seems to resent the fact that it was my testimony that sent Ross to prison.
Oh? take a look at the letter?
Why, I guess I wasn't thinking very clearly, but it made me so mad I tore it up and threw it away.
You shouldn't have done that. Could we get hold of the pieces?
Well, my wastebasket was just emptied. I'm sorry. It's probably in the incinerator by this time.
Well, if you get any more, notify us immediately.
Yes, I'll do that.
Oh, by the way, what makes you think it was a woman who sent you the letter?
It was a woman's handwriting.
Oh. Wish we could have taken a look at it.
Well, if anything else turns up, I'll call you.
Good. There's some funny angles about that whole case. If we could get some solid leads, I'd like to reopen it.
Oh, Ross was guilty, all right. No doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us a call if you get another letter.
Yes, of course. Goodbye, Carlisle. Oh, if you do that again, he's liable to get suspicious. Well, it's done now. But one thing is sure. I mustn't call him again. This case must never be reopened. Yes, what is it, Miss Gray?
Miss Bentley called again while you were talking to the district attorney.
Well, if she calls again, tell her I'll get in touch with her later.
Yes, Mr. Hartley. I have some letters here for you to sign.
Not now. I'm going home for the day. I'll sign them tomorrow.
Don't you feel well, sir?
No, I have a headache, a terrible headache.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll cancel your afternoon appointment, and we'll make that dinner another night.
Yes, thank you. And never mind sending for my car. I'll walk to the garage.
As you wish.
And Miss Gray?
Yes?
After this, I'll open all my mail myself.
Your mail?
And if any packages come for me, just leave them on my desk.
Yes, sir.
And that's all. I'm leaving by the private entrance.
I hope you feel better tomorrow, Mr. Hartley.
Thank you. I've got to get a hold of myself. No sense in letting a few flowers upset me. There isn't a chance in the world of anyone knowing. Not a chance. That be?
Mr. Hartley?
Yes?
I'm from the employment agency, sir. A valet.
A valet?
I was told you would interview me this afternoon at 5, sir.
Oh, yes, of course. Come in.
Thank you, sir.
You have references, I presume?
Oh, certainly, sir. I'm sure you'll find them in order, sir. My last employer was... Why, what is it, sir?
That white carnation in your lapel. Why are you wearing it?
Oh, that. You might call it a bit of an affectation, sir. I'm very fond of white carnations.
You're lying. Why are you wearing that white carnation?
But I assure you, sir...
Tell me, or by heaven, I'll...
Please, let go of me.
Who sent you here? Who is the white carnation?
I don't know what you're talking about. Let me go.
Stay, you! Come back! Come back! Go on. Was he the white carnation? Was he sent here? I've got to know. But how? How? How?
Your keepsake. morning, Mr. Hartley.
Oh, what's the matter? You look ill.
I didn't sleep very well.
Oh, the headache didn't get any better?
No, it seems to be worse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Hartley.
Miss Gray.
Yes?
Never mind. Any messages?
Oh, none this morning yet. But the district attorney called yesterday afternoon.
What did he want?
He didn't say.
Oh. Anything else?
Oh, there was a gentleman to see you about 4 in the afternoon.
Who?
Mr. White.
White?
When I told him you wouldn't be in, he left his name and said he'd come back again.
When?
I asked, but he just said soon.
That's all he said?
Yes, sir.
I must ask you to be more efficient in your duties, Miss Gray. He might be an important client.
I tried to find out his business, but he was very vague. I think you're being a little unfair, Mr. Hartley.
Yes, of course. I'm all out of sorts this morning. Please excuse me, Miss Gray. Now, don't disturb me unless it's something really important.
No, sir.
The mail?
It's on your desk. Unopened.
Thank you. And I do apologize for being rude. Miss Gray.
Yes, sir?
This flower box, how did it get here?
The guard said it was delivered by a messenger at 8:30 this morning.
Did you open it?
You told me yesterday not to open your mail and to leave all packages on your desk, Mr.
Yes,
Hartley.
Yes, I know.
Did you want me to?
No. It's all right.
I don't understand.
It's all right, Miss Gray. Forget it.
Yes.
White carnations, huh? An innocent man died slowly in prison. For the guilty, a gun is quick and easy. Signed, the White Carnation. Ah, cheap threat, that's all it is. A cheap threat. Nobody knows and nobody ever will. That stupid boy can rot in prison for all I care. Yes?
The district attorney is on the phone, sir.
The district attorney? But I...
Line 2.
Tell him I'm not here. Tell him...
But I've already told him you just came in.
What? What does he want?
I'm sure I don't know. Line 2, Mr. Hartley.
Hello?
Hello, Hartley. I tried to get hold of you yesterday afternoon, but you weren't in. How are you today?
Fine. Just fine. What's on your mind, Carlisle?
I was wondering if you'd received any more of those crank letters.
Oh, no.
Good. But that isn't the real reason I call.
It isn't.
No, you see, the police department sponsors an annual skeet shoot, and the chief asked me to pick the judges. I'd like you to be one of them.
A skeet shoot? No, I'm afraid not. I don't like guns.
Oh, come on now. I happen to know you're one of the best shots in the city.
I'm very busy, Mr. Carlisle, really.
I was counting on you.
I'm sorry, but I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, I don't understand your sudden allergy to guns, but if that's the way you feel about it.
I'm sorry.
Sorry I troubled you, Hartley.
That's all right. Bye. He could be playing with me. He could be the White Carnation himself. Oh, why did I ever get into this? What can I do? What can I do?
There you are, Mr. Hartley. I was beginning to wonder if you'd gone off and forgotten your car.
You needn't have waited, Tom.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Hartley. I wanted to tell you there seems to be something wrong with the steering gear.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, but it'll be all right until tomorrow.
You're certain it's safe to drive?
Oh, sure. Tomorrow morning we'll take it apart and see what makes it tick. Good night, Mr. Hartley.
Good night, Tom. No. How did that box get in here? Tom! Tom! Oh, he's gone. Some people die in automobiles, but an innocent man dies slowly in prison. Signed, the White Carnation. Some people die in automobiles. That steering gear. It's been tampered with. Well, that won't hurt me any. Taxi! Taxi!
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mr. Hartley.
Something wrong with your car?
Take me home.
couldn't call me or come and see me, so I decided to come and see you.
I've been busy.
Oh, of course, dear, but... Well, you said you'd have more time after that silly embezzlement trial was over. I thought I'd see if anything was wrong.
Nothing's wrong. Well, let's go inside, hmm?
I thought maybe you were mad at me. You said we'd be seeing a lot of each other after the trial.
I told you I've been busy.
You said you were going to buy me a diamond bracelet, remember?
Yes, I...
Don't you like me anymore?
Of course I do.
Why haven't you come to see me?
B, I'm tired. Please don't nag at me. I'm very fond of you. Take off your coat and we'll have a drink.
Well, you sound almost human for a change. I just about decided I'd have to find a new boyfriend. And then
soda happened. or ginger ale, B?
Ginger ale, but take it a little easy on the liquor. You look as though you could stand a stiff one, but I... Howard, what's the matter?
Those flowers you're wearing.
You used to send orchids, but I figured when I got these that at least you hadn't completely forgotten about...
I didn't send them.
You didn't send them? But your card...
Have you got the card?
Well, yes, it's right here in my purse, but I can't
see it. Let me see it.
Sure, but... Well, really, darling, you frightened me. Here it is, but... Well, this seems to be an awful lot of fuss about a few white carnations.
The card?
Here.
Have a wonderful evening with white carnation.
You're acting so strangely, Howard. What's the matter?
You could easily get one of my cards. You sent those white carnations to yourself, didn't you? You're the white carnation.
What are you talking about?
Now I see it. You thought you could blackmail me into giving you that diamond bracelet. You thought I'd be scared when I got those notes with the carnations. Now you think you're confusing me by pretending they were sent to you. But I'll show you.
Oh, well, Howard, stop. You're choking me.
Blackmail me, will you? You little cheat. I'll fix you. Daylight already. Must have walked almost all night. Walking's good, though. It's a way to think things out. There's no reason to be worried now. She was the white carnation, and now she's dead. No one will be in the apartment today, so no one will know. And have the steering gear fixed on the car first thing, and... As soon as it's dark this evening, I'll drive home and get her body. I can pretend she's drunk or something if anyone sees me carrying her out. All I have to do is to act as though nothing is wrong. I have to keep calm. There's no sense in getting excited. The white carnation is dead. Good morning, Miss Gray.
Good morning, Mr. Hartley. Are you feeling better?
Yes, yes, thank you. I'm feeling much better. I guess my headache was responsible for my laying down a few silly rules. Just forget them. You know, about the mail and all that sort of thing. Everything as it was before, Miss Gray.
Yes, sir.
No. It can't be. Your time is up. The white carnation. Then Beatrice wasn't... Oh, I've killed an innocent woman. But I was driven to it. I didn't mean to.
Mr. Hartley.
I didn't mean to.
The district attorney is here to see you. Right in here, Mr. Carlisle.
Well, Hartley. Seems you got yourself into a little mess last night.
How did you know?
I dropped over to your apartment this morning. I didn't like the way you sounded over the phone yesterday. I thought maybe I'd said something to annoy you, and I thought maybe I could persuade you to change your mind about judging that skeet shoot. But I guess you won't be available now.
I didn't mean to do it.
No, I'm sure you didn't.
I thought she was the white carnation, so I killed her.
She didn't die. But attempted murder is a pretty serious charge.
You're pretty clever, Carlisle, pulling this white carnation business. Okay, you've worn me down. There's no use trying to run away from me any longer. Besides, you know I embezzled the $50,000, so why do you keep on torturing me?
Miss Gray, get your notebook. I want to sign confession so we can clear Ross.
I have my book right here.
Will you sign a confession, Hartley? You might as well, with the other rap facing you anyway.
Yes, I'll sign a confession.
Good. That'll get young Ross out quicker. He's going to make a useful citizen, and some lucky girl will get a good husband one of these days. I don't know what all this talk about the white carnation is, but I take it the state owes someone a tremendous debt for bringing about this confession.
You mean you aren't the white carnation?
No, we don't go in for fancy aliases in our office.
Miss Gray, what are you doing?
Putting one of these white carnations in my hair. I love them.
You. You're the white carnation.
Yes. I'm afraid you got a little too confidential with your confidential secretary.
You and Ross? There's something between you?
I spent an evening with him once. Before you passed the rule that employees of the bank weren't to go together. Oh. It was a lovely evening. Maybe we'll have some more evenings now.
And I'll spend my evenings in a prison cell.
Oh, we won't forget about you, Mr. Hartley. We'll send you a present every Christmas. A box of white carnations.
In the great American tradition of getting an honest-to-goodness bargain,
Rexall salutes the nation's shoppers with a great red, white, and blue sale.
Hats off to true blue savings.
You'll cheer at the star-spangled values. Everything from aspirin to cosmetics.
Vitamins to razor blades.
And remember, every Rexall product is sold on a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back.
Give your budget a 21-gun salute.
Shop at Rexall's red, white, and blue sale.
Going on now, but only at your Rexall store.
Well, thank you very much. It was rather like old times playing a part again, and my real hope is, of course, that you, the audience, found it at least an acceptable show. I think it's a good thing for a director to play a part once in a while, keep in close touch with the problems of an actor. It sort of keeps him human, shall we say. Next week, we'll have a movie personality in the starring spot, as is customary on this program. And we have some great names coming up, some wonderful stories for them to play. So we hope you'll all make it a rule to reserve your seat each and every week. In our cast, you heard Eve McVeigh as Jean Grey, Alice Backus as B, Bob Bruce as the DA, Tyler McVeigh as Thomas Elson, Bill Martell as the florist. Music composed and conducted by Del Castillo. The White Carnation was written by Alan Boxer, edited by Bud Lesser, produced and directed by yours truly, Les Mitchell, who also played the part of Hartford.